back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is your automatically deleted husband again, still trying to reconcile with his wife, still pursuing you because I remain 100% in love with you. The video that I did yesterday during our call, because I was up so very late, got edited and has been placed online, as I did mention in an email that I sent out a while ago. One of the things I think you should notice in the video is the focus was on Jim Gross, Render Kane's Chris Bitterman, but not you, because I am trying to be very careful about you, because I'm in love with you, and I'm trying to protect you, but I'm still trying to reach you. You know, we made this promise to each other. I did find it also interesting that before I was publishing it on Brighteon, BitChute, and YouTube, somebody, and it looks like it was a proxy, so it's South Carolina or Georgia, so it could have been anywhere. You know, in reality, if it was a proxy, it could have been anywhere. But they watched the video twice, and that I found interesting, about 2 hours apart, with the same IP address. I found interesting. The one time, it looks like they were skipping around. The other time, it looks like they went and watched it through. And I find that interesting. I wonder, because one of the thoughts I've had, even if I don't reach any of my family, I'm finding that I've been an encouragement to others. So if I can't succeed with my family, maybe I can succeed with somebody else. I'd rather do it with both. But, you know, last night, because I ended up going, to me, 10 o'clock is, you know, you got to be in bed long before 10. And I was up to past 2. It was ridiculous. But the store in Barbados is up and running. And while I was waiting, because most of it was waiting on my part, I did the video. And the thing that, because I mentioned it in the email today, one of the great blessings of the circumstances is my study of Scripture has been intense. Look at the way, you know, one of the things that I think is interesting is, because I mentioned it a couple times, the study of the 1 Timothy 5:8. A professional pastor, specifically Chris Bitterman, chided me on it. And I guess I should go check. And I think the other person was your dad. And, you know, I looked at that first some years ago and said, I think you're misusing that. And the thing that's so fascinating is now I can tell you specifically why it's misused. And it's really clear why it's misused. Because I've matured. I have become literally an elder, as the Bible defines it, not the way institutional church defines it. And I am going to proclaim obedience to Christ. And it doesn't go over well, does it? And, you know, and to be able to point out, so obviously, you know, especially, you know, you have the Mark 7, but Matthew 23 is perhaps the largest chunk of verses describing religious institutions. And what you hear in most institutional churches, it was the Jews. No, it's religious leaders. And the word religious leader is specifically used, not Jewish religious leaders, but religious leaders, as in the institutional church of today. So what's happening today is not, oh, we have Christ now, we're not like them. No, exactly like them. Nothing new under the sun, exactly like them. But then there's the Lord's grace. And, you know, I use the example over and over again about the interchange between Paul and Peter and the reconciliation. But the other thing that I think you should see in that is that Peter was a foul man who saw the grace of the Lord. And I think you will see that describes me. And I hope to find it describes Jim Cross, Render Keynes, and Chris Bibbern, three men who remain in my constant prayers, in my hope for reconciliation with at least one of them. I'm not giving up. I hope that's obvious. And one last thing. I made the comment near the end of the video how much I'm in love with your voice. I remain in love with your voice. So much. And I want to hear it again next to me. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I really love you.